Now, this hasn't received a lot of attention, but the Australian Bureau of Statistics has made an interesting decision. They will no longer be asking about ethnicity when they conduct the census. They say this is because the public is unlikely to have a consistent understanding of what ethnic identity is. They say that receiving ethnicity data isn't needed. But many experts are saying the opposite. They say this kind of data can help policymakers be precise with their decision making. For instance, the data would help identify gaps in health outcomes for specific ethnic groups. But the ABS doesn't want to collect the information anymore or share the information anymore. Jordan Knight is from Migration Watch Australia, and he's highlighted this because it came out yesterday about 9 a.m, so on a public holiday, and generally when news like that comes out, it seems to disappear out of the news agenda. Jordan Knight is hoping that it won't. He's from Migration Watch Australia. Good morning to you, Jordan.
Good morning, Ben. How are you going?
Good. What's your issue with it?
Well, my issue is that, two issues really. First of all, like you say, they brought it out at 9 a.m. on a public holiday on Anzac Day, which is sort of when everybody is out sort of either honouring the Anzacs or having a nice day off. So they sort of brought it in on a very quiet news day, hoping it would go, I imagine, sort of unread. My second issue with it is that, like you said, ethnicity is a fairly important part of collecting statistics. And everybody else, basically, in the West does it. America, the UK, New Zealand, all collects ethnicity data. So it's a little strange that Australia has decided not to collect ethnicity data, especially on the back of the fact that we brought in nearly 800,000 people in 12 months, in the last 12 months. So those are my issues with it, and I'm going to try and make some noise about it.
Yeah, in February, net migration hit 105,000 for the month. We've had records set the month before that in January as well. So is this your suspicion that someone somewhere doesn't want everyone to know where everyone's coming from anymore?
Well, yeah, I that's my suspicion. I hope it's not the case, but if that is, then that we're in trouble, right? Because, I mean, I think many people will agree that, you know, nearly 800,000, 764,000, I think, it was in the last 12 months. And like you say, 105,000 in 1 month alone, which is a record for Australia and one of the highest per capita in the world. I think, you know, that would rapidly change the composition of a country. And I think people start asking questions when they do see their country change rapidly. And I think the government is probably, or I assume, trying to cover up this rapid change for fear of a backlash.
Yeah, they say they're still collecting ancestry data. So is that enough?
Well, ancestry, from my understanding, is just simply not thorough enough. I think ethnicity is the go-to in these instances, which is why I think New Zealand, UK, America all collect ethnicity data. So it's a little strange that they're relying on ancestry data. My understanding, like I say, is that it's just not thorough enough. And also their idea that, you know, their reasoning that Australians won't understand what ethnicity is, I find a little offensive, to be honest, because I think everybody...
Absolutely.
Really...
I think we're old enough and smart enough to understand these things. We always have been.
Absolutely. And also, if they're not... If Immigration Minister Andrew Giles just 4 months ago said that diversity is our strength, then why won't we talk about it? Why won't
That's
we celebrate
right.
it?
You're right.
He's covering
you're right.
It up.
You're right. All right, let me chase up some more information. Thanks very much for tipping us off.
Thanks very much, Ben. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. There's Jordan Knight, the founder of Migration Watch. And the ABS is saying that they've determined that due to complexities, collecting both ethnic identity and ancestry on the same form is not feasible for the 2026 census. It's happened without official explanation from the Albanese government. I'm guessing that they would say the ABS makes up its own policies and makes its own decisions. We'll chase up some more information to find out what's really going on.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.